biggest pitfalls from a food perspective is lack of focus. Especially those who are chefs or who are really good chefs, they come to us and say, we make everything. But when you're trying to start a business, you can't make everything. Focus on one or two really good products to start your company. It starts your company out much stronger than your ability to do every kind of dish and every kind of product under the sun.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your website design and digital marketing needs. And this was an awesome chat with Brenda Brown of Frontier Kitchen. Brenda is a co-founder and has a really awesome incubator based out of Northern Virginia for food and culinary entrepreneurs. She was a former business analyst, and they offer a slew of resources and support for entrepreneurs in the food industry, often with things that entrepreneurs and business owners in that industry might struggle with. And during the chat, we spoke about her background, her story, and what led her to start her business, and some common pitfalls that food entrepreneurs have and deal with, and where she sees her business in the next 3 to 5 years. So what I would like you to do is just sit back and enjoy this CEO chat with Brenda from Frontier Kitchen. All right, Brenda, are you still there with me?
I am.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I wanted to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us. And usually the first thing that I do is just give you the floor and just ask you to tell us a little bit about you, your background, and what led you to start your business.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Gresham. I do appreciate it. Frontier Kitchen started because we found that there was a need in the community. So in background, I am a business analyst and government analyst, and I had a whole career doing that for about 15 years. As part of being an analyst, I did a lot of business plans for friends and family and just about anybody who asked me. And what I found is I really enjoy working with small business entrepreneurs, people with great concepts that are really trying to get them to market. So my husband became a chef. And we found, along with a lot of other people we were working with, that we couldn't find a kitchen. As a small-time owner, you don't want to spend $500,000 building out your kitchen before you can prove your concept. So what we decided is to get everyone together and build Frontier Kitchen for exactly those people. For us, to start with, and for every other small business owner, small business startup that was trying to get started in a competitive market and needed a place to go and people to help them. I got to have the privilege of bringing in my expertise in business planning and development to match along with our companies here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I always heard that concept. I guess the idea of scratching your own niche. Like, I've always heard people say that, you know, you build sometimes, you know, it's not set out to be a really big company, but you have some type of point or something that you want to create because it's not developed out there. So you develop it for yourself. And next thing you know, there's a boatload of other people that want it too.
Right. There's a lot of people that it's very hard to get funding for a food business because food businesses overall have such a high failure rate. Banks don't lend, and there aren't a lot of investors. This isn't Silicon Valley where you've got a lot of investors lining up behind your greatest tech project. But there are some really good projects out there and really good concepts and people who just need a little bit of help bringing it to market, a place to go and some expertise and some mentoring to help them out. And they'll really start to take off. And that's what we've seen here since we opened, is we have a lot of good companies that are really starting to take off.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. Yeah, and I imagine you have been able to look at all those different business plans in your business analyst position. You've had the opportunity to really transition towards doing something really awesome and be able to kind of provide a lot of perspective to a lot of great businesses.
Absolutely. I like teaching. And so it's a lot of fun to help businesses and help people with concepts not make the same mistakes I did when I was starting out in business, and to really teach them how to do this themselves. It's not my purpose or point to run a business for you. It's to teach you how to run a business. And I've been very privileged to help quite a few people do that.
Awesome. Awesome. So I guess, could you tell us a little bit about what Frontier Kitchen is, where you're based, what it is that you do, and how you kind of help out those, I guess, food entrepreneurs, if that's the right term?
Yeah, actually, food entrepreneurs is exactly what we do. So first and foremost, we have two commercial kitchens here in Northern Virginia, one in Lorton, Springfield area, and the other in the Haymarket, Gainesville area. Because the first thing any food entrepreneur needs is a place to go. Our kitchens are certified, and more importantly, everyone who passes through us gets and holds their own certification, which we will help them get. But almost anybody can go to a caterer, a restaurant, a church, and find kitchen space. That's not what makes a successful company. What we're doing in the background is helping build the structures of a successful company. So as much as an entrepreneur wants us to be involved, we're involved in helping them get set up, conducting costing and pricing, giving training and marketing, accounting, all of the things that you need to be successful, and gearing toward your business towards the goals that you have. So whether you want to open a restaurant or whether you want to put a product on every Costco shelf in America, those two things are different, and we're here to help with that.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. And you know, when you were saying that, it just reminds me of a book that I hear so many times when I speak with entrepreneurs and business owners. It's like, it's the E-Myth, where a lot of people are really good at a specific skill or what it is that they do. Obviously, in this case, it might be preparing food, being a chef, but they don't necessarily have the experience or know exactly how to do the accounting, how to do the marketing, how to do all those things that you kind of mentioned. So it's good that you guys kind of help people develop all those different aspects.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that book. I actually have it sitting right here on my desk. We read that too.
I'm spying on you, I guess.
and that's exactly it. We don't teach how to cook. We assume most of our clients that come to us already know how to cook because they already have a good idea. For us, it's all about how to bring it to market in a successful way.
Awesome. Awesome. So when you're thinking about, you know, being in a food entrepreneur, what types of things do they really have as their biggest maybe problems or pain points that you guys help them out with?
Probably our biggest pain point is costing and marketing. So how much do I charge for this? My neighbor who wants to make cookies is charging $5 a dozen. How much do I charge for my cookies? Because I think my cookies are special. Uh-huh. And that seems like a simple answer is out there somewhere. And in fact, it's actually incredibly deep because you have to choose your suppliers. You have to cost your recipes. You have to make sure you're accounting for overhead and financial projecting. You need to do a lot of things in just figuring out what is the cost of my cookies. So we spend a lot of time with our clients working on that particular aspect, which everybody thinks is simple, but it is probably the biggest failure point of any of our companies that have gone out of business. They simply didn't cost things correctly. In one case, we had a very smart girl who came to us and actually went through one of our classes, but she'd been working out of her house for a little bit of time, probably a year or so. And when we went through the costing with her, it turns out she was giving away 75 cents every time she made a cupcake.
Oh, wow.
So in addition to not making any money in her company, she was actually giving money away to her clients, to people who bought it. Yeah. So These are the kinds of things that we try and avoid.
Yes. Yeah. You definitely don't want to be in that type of business. You want to make sure that you're making a profit. That's probably rule number one. No, that's great that you guys are doing that. And so I guess, how do people, if they hear this, like what types of like things do you offer? Because I know you mentioned the classes. Could you take us through like what are the different scenarios for people that might be interested?
Sure. So starting at the earliest phase, you've got a great idea. You know you can make money, or your friends and family have told you you can make money making this product, and you don't know what to do from there. First thing we offer, and first thing we would put you into, is called our boot camp. So this is a food business boot camp. We're actually running it this weekend. on the January 20th and 21st, but we run it about once every other month or so. And it is two intensive days of everything you need to know to get started. How to do the costing and pricing that we just talked about. What kind of regulatory requirements do you have? What kind of marketing can you do? How do you put all these steps together to get you started? That's the bootcamp. Once you're on board, we have a whole nother group of programs and opportunities available for you. We do have a partnership with Amazon Fresh, so the public can buy our members' products on Amazon Fresh. We have a new in-house marketing program we've just started up. One of the challenges a lot of our members and us have had since we opened is marketing is very expensive at the startup phase to get a professional marketer to help you out. Building websites is thousands of dollars. Getting even a logo can be thousands of dollars unless you use one of those free services. And then you're not getting your whole branding package completed. So what we decided to do is to bring that in-house. I actually have an in-house marketing team that can do those things for our members. Everything, this is a relatively new program, but everything from developing a logo to doing a commercial can be done now in-house. We have also just launched another new program for catering, where as members, I have a team now that sells member products for events and catering jobs, weddings, corporate events, corporate lunches. So that program is something that our members can choose to take part of or not. And then we have a lot of consulting and training opportunities while you're here in the kitchen. In addition to having a whole staff full of experts in the food business, most of our staff members have actually had food companies on their own. So we can consult and have expert mentors on that level. Our members coach each other. So everyone here has gone through this process. And we know the new people coming in just need a little bit of a hand. And we're not competitive. Well, a little bit. But we're not super competitive with each other. We all know we make our things differently. So it's okay to give information. So a lot of coaching and counseling happens throughout. We also host workshops from professionals in the community. Come in and do accounting workshops and marketing and legal and all sorts of workshops for our members.
Wow, that's awesome. It sounds essentially like a one-stop shop, but it's just so focused on a specific type of entrepreneur. So I think, you know, even when I came and visited, that was one of the things that kind of compelled me more than anything else is that, hey, if I was, you know, starting a cookie business or I wanted to start a catering business, this would be like a place to go where I would not only be able to get a ton of resources, but also be able to kind of congregate and communicate and mastermind maybe even with people that are going through the same things.
Right. That's exactly what we're here to do. We have quarterly member meetings. We just held our winter meeting. And the purpose, in addition to providing information on whatever new is going on, is to get everyone together so the barbecue guys can talk about what's happening in their industry and what kind of competitions are coming and what kind of events they're going to do. And the food trucks can talk about whatever's going on in DC and all the food truck regulations that are being cracked down on and all the things that are happening that as a single person, they're almost impossible to keep up on by yourself. But as a group, there's a lot of information out there that you can get by just having a single meeting.
Yeah. And that's huge. I mean, you're in your environment and your team, the people that you have around you, even if they're not quote unquote in your company, but just the environment that you put yourself in can definitely, you know, make or break you. So, you know, being in a successful environment, which it sounds like that you guys have there, is definitely one way to kind of improve your likelihood of succeeding.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some fun things coming out with our members too. So we have some graduates. We actually just graduated three new companies this last member meeting, which is super exciting and really lends to our success because those graduates stay in touch. So if somebody wants to get a restaurant as their long-term goal, then they can work with people who've already been there. Everybody thinks that, you know, the troubles they're going through are unique and everybody else has it dialed in. And once you start talking to people, you find out really everybody's in the same place you are or has at least been there.
Right. Exactly. So you touched on something not too long ago with what you just said. So you also have people that actually want to own restaurants, but they actually start out with you guys and then end up owning restaurants. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have one that's opening next month. Smoke and Looney Q is opening down in Woodbridge next month. They are one of our graduates. They started out as a food truck and were very successful in their first year. As a matter of fact, they started in August of 2016 as a food truck down in Woodbridge, got a lot of traction. They've got a very good product and have gone through the build-out process over the last 6 to 8 months. and are just about ready to open their first restaurant.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Do you have any other maybe additional like success stories that you can point to say this is really why we created Frontier Kitchen?
Oh, absolutely. On the other end, when you're not talking restaurants, we have our wholesale partners. So our companies that are really specifically looking to get into grocery and widespread product distribution. Bakefully Yours out of Reston is another one of our graduates. She graduated just this month. She's recently opened a partnership with, I believe the company is Scoops to You in Reston, but she's primarily a wholesale product. She does gluten-free and vegan desserts, cookies, cakes, cupcakes, and brownies. And you can find them in a lot of places. She just got onto the new Earth Fair shelves in the new Fairfax store. She's in Whole Foods. She's in a lot of Moms. So she's really growing very quickly. She's been open for officially 1 year. So in just a year, she went from a brand new concept to very successful. And that is really on her. She did a lot of work. Sarah Sligman is the owner of Bakefully Yours, and we're really proud of her that she's one of our graduates.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I imagine, you know, definitely, obviously, the entrepreneurs are putting and doing their work and their due diligence, but I'm sure definitely it helps out as far as like being, you know, in a kind of that incubator type environment where it increases your likelihood of being successful and even probably launching and getting to your goals even faster, because sometimes it's difficult as business owners just kind of being alone. You're trying to figure out what to do, what not to do, but being in that environment kind of helps increase your likelihood of succeeding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sarah's been a great resource for all of the applications and how to get through the application processes in wholesale for a lot of the members that are just getting started. So she learned from some of our other more senior members that have now gone on, and she's passing on her information, which is how the whole system works.
Right, exactly. Well, cool. And I know you touched on a mistake or pitfalls that you found that, you know, business owners might struggle with, especially if, you know, they're food-based entrepreneurs, being the pricing. Are there any other maybe things that you say that, you know, these are common things that I see that, you know, food entrepreneurs or maybe entrepreneurs in general kind of struggle with that they can kind of improve?
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to costing, I would say one of the biggest pitfalls from a food perspective is lack of focus, especially those who are chefs or who are really good chefs. They come to us and say, we make everything. But when you're trying to start a business, you can't make everything. Focus on one or two really good products to start your company, starts your company out much stronger than your ability to do every kind of dish and every kind of product under the sun. That is probably one of our biggest issues. The other thing is lack of marketing. Food is a crowded scope, a crowded market. There's a lot of people out there making a lot of food products. So it's really important to get yourself out there as an entrepreneur and promote your product. What are you doing? How is it different? And how do people find out about it? So having that marketing strategy is another really important thing that many people skip in the process of production, but it really is a determining factor as to whether or not your company is going to be a success.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I know, and I feel like you're spying on me because, you know, focus is a big thing that most entrepreneurs kind of struggle with, and especially it's not good, but it's like you said in the very beginning, where sometimes if we talk about some of the things that maybe we're struggling with, we'll find out we're not alone. So that focus piece is definitely something that a lot of entrepreneurs, they get really excited about their product and then they just want to help out everybody in the world. But you're saying that if you really drill down and focus, that helps out your likelihood of succeeding.
Oh, absolutely. That you can only produce so much as one person. And when you're first starting, you are going to be a one or two person show. So you can't make 30 different kinds of cupcakes, even if you make really great cupcakes 30 different ways. By focusing on just a few, it frees up your time out of production to get into the marketing and really promoting your company. Makes all the difference in the world.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. You know, focus, you know, laser focus kind of helps you out, especially, you know, if you're building a business, you're not necessarily building it to just for, you know, that year, you're building it for the long term. So you want to make sure that you focus, and you can always add different versions of the cupcake, so to speak, on later on while you, when you grow out.
Oh, absolutely. We recommend seasonal kinds of changes to keep things fresh, but every other structure of your company is so important. The food is the easy part. So people come already knowing how to make their food. It's everything else that needs your attention as an entrepreneur that is so difficult and so challenging. It has such a steep learning curve. So if you can get through those things, then adding product in the long term in a slow and measured way is a smart idea. Just don't start with too many things that you can't produce all at once.
Exactly. Well, awesome. Awesome. So if you had like maybe a crystal ball and you can look maybe 3 to 5 years down the line, where do you see Frontier Kitchen? What do you see that you guys are doing and accomplishing?
Well, Frontier Kitchen is growing. In addition to more members, we'll 5 years from now, hopefully be looking at more space and really growing our programs. We want to grow a much larger distribution program on the wholesale level than we currently have and increase our partnerships with some of the local developers to perhaps get our graduates into local space. So we're really excited about the growth potential that we have. Our members are getting bigger all the time. We need more space. And bringing on new members is really important for us as we graduate people out. And our community grows. So we're really looking to have a greater impact on the community as we get bigger and create an entirely new food community for Northern Virginia. That's really our goal.
Awesome. 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 And I know a big part of that was the partnership with Amazon, right? I think that's one of the things that kind of make you guys unique.
Yeah, absolutely. Our partnership with Amazon has been great. The Amazon Fresh program has unfortunately recently shrank a bit with Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods. So that has been a little challenging for us, but we are in the process of putting together alternatives and additional programs to make sure our entrepreneurs are successful, because that's our mission. Our mission is to help grow our entrepreneurs, whatever way that has to happen. And so those processes will continue along with more contacts and cooperation between kitchens and other locations as well that we're working on right now.
Awesome. 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 And I know, of course, you mentioned that you know, you're in the Virginia, Northern Virginia area. So we have this term, the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia. So what do you think makes this place, the DMV, such a great place to be an entrepreneur and business owner?
Especially from a food perspective, what's great about the DMV is we have a very smart, educated consumer base. For food, that means our customers understand the value of handmade products that aren't made by machines, that aren't the lowest possible cost. They understand that their health relies on what they put in their bodies. And that really provides opportunities for small entrepreneurs like ours that make quality food, that make quality products, and have a customer base that really appreciates that. So it's great to be a food entrepreneur in the DMV, because people understand you get what you pay for. And they really do want healthier handmade items.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it seems like there's definitely been like a transition towards, you know, supporting local businesses, but also making sure that they're very informed, because I think it's such an intelligent area with so many intelligent people that they're really informed about what they're putting into their bodies, and they want to know who the companies are and what they're doing and how they're, you know, creating their food.
Absolutely. And with the companies at our level, it's great to be able to meet the chefs. And a lot of times you'll meet the chefs out at farmers markets. They're really the people who are making your food for you and can come here into a nice, clean, sanitized location. It's great food. It's done well and it's done by hand.
Yeah, that's awesome. You actually get to see it kind of from the beginning and get to talk with the owner and the chef to see exactly what their philosophy is, why they started it, what it is that they're doing. So I think that's pretty awesome. Well, cool. So I appreciate you kind of taking time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us. What I wanted to do was just kind of give you the floor to see if there's anything additional that you wanted to tell our readers or our listeners about Frontier Kitchen or words of wisdom or just anything that you can kind of leave us with?
Sure. What I would say is starting a business is scary. It's very risky, but for those who are inclined to do so, it's one of the most rewarding experiences you can have. I wouldn't go back to my 9-to-5 if you paid me 3 times what I could make here to do so. Being your own boss is fantastic, but especially for those of you with inclinations in the food industry, don't go out and do it on your own. Your resources are available with us and other kitchens who are in the area. Those who graduate out of incubators have an 80% success rate and likelihood of being around in 5 years. For food companies that don't graduate out of incubators, they have a 5% odd of being around in 5 years. So that drastic of a difference is simply because of the education and experiences you can get from people who are here to help you. Use the resources that are available for you. Use your incubator. It's a low cost of entry on purpose, because we want to put that money back into your company, not into your landlord's hands. So come on out. And really, if you're inclined to start your own company, don't wait. Now's the time.
Yes, I would definitely echo that. Take advantage of the resources that are out here. And Brenda, if someone's listening to this or they're reading this, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and to get in touch with Frontier Kitchen?
Two great ways to get a hold of us. One is to call us. Our phone number is 571-494-0897. or send us an email at info@frontierkitchen.org, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And I'll make sure to have that in the show notes just in case anybody is driving or anything like that. But Brenda, I truly appreciate it. This was awesome, and I think you're doing something really phenomenal. So I appreciate you for all you're doing and the time that you took today.
Thanks so much, Gresham, for having us. We really appreciate you having us on.